Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Hello and welcome back to the Soulful Valley podcast. Today, I'm sharing with you a summit session from Tammy Goin, one of the authors in Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. There is an EFT session in this episode. Hopefully you can figure out how to tap along. If not, you can go and find this session in our Facebook group called Evolving on Purpose. And if you go to the guide section, there is a guide that says Evolving on Purpose Summit. Tammy is a self-love and happiness coach for highly sensitive people. As an HSP, she knows firsthand what it's like to feel misunderstood, unaccepted, overwhelmed, and needing to be fixed. She's felt the self-loathing and shame and struggled in relationships and felt totally incapable of dealing with the atrocities of life. And in spite of it all, she learned how to thrive, how to love herself and embrace and enjoy her sensitivities and all that life has to offer. Tammy helps other highly sensitive people to reframe their pasts, let go of old beliefs and patterns that keep them stuck, and develop coping strategies and a deep sense of self-acceptance and self-love. Using her degree in counselling psychology, her certifications in EFT, tapping and heart math meditation, and other meditation and mindfulness practices, and energy healing techniques, she guides HSPs towards realising their superpower. She loves witnessing their aha moments as they gain new self-awareness and understanding and embrace their sensitive journeys. You'll be able to connect with Tammy in the links I'm going to be placing in the show notes.
Hi everyone, it's Tammy Goin, self-love and happiness coach for highly sensitive people. It's great to be here with you on the summit. In my chapter on Evolving on Purpose, I shared what it was like for me to discover the high sensitivity trait, what my childhood and earlier adulthood were like without being aware of the trait, and how I learned about the trait and myself as a highly sensitive person. I always remember that day I discovered the high sensitivity. It was so validating taking that inventory online to realize that there were others that were similar to me, had similar experiences, and I wasn't crazy or ridiculous or alone. I shared in my chapter also how I came to use my sensitivities more directly and purposefully with my clients. I strive to help others decrease overwhelm and develop a strong sense of self-awareness and self-compassion, self-validation, and self-love, not in spite of, but because of their high sensory characteristics. And you might be saying, wait, because of? And I say, yes, a big yes. Being highly sensitive can be a challenge for sure, but it can also be your superpower. So many experiences that HSPs assume that everyone has are in fact a result of the trait. We can think that everyone feels or thinks or acts the same way, this way, it's nothing special, but that's not so. And our experiences can be amazing. For example, we can explore beauty and joy and experience that so much more intensely than some. So in case you're new to the idea of high sensitivity, here's a quick rundown, very quick. HSPs process information much more deeply. So we take everything in and consider all sides. We can become overstimulated and overwhelmed much more easily because we're like sponges and we're taking it all in. We feel our emotions really intensely and often even feel others' emotions. We can also sense the subtle. We do sense the subtle. We notice every little thing around us often and in the smallest detail, things that others aren't aware of. So yes, we can get overwhelmed, but we can learn tools for that minimize the overwhelm and make sure that we have a solid practice of self-care to calm our nervous systems. And then we can fill our buckets. We have a much easier time dealing with the world around us and even our own feelings. So it also helps to reframe how we look at our sensitivities. When we hear that, as we often do, we're too sensitive or too intense, we can respond by saying, yes, I'm very sensitive or I'm very intense because I take everything in. And this helps me be compassionate and think out of the box, think from all sides, and do a great job in my projects and to help other people. So normalizing our thoughts and feelings and our experiences is very helpful. Just because someone else doesn't understand doesn't mean that we're wrong or that we need to change anything. And 20% of the world sees things in a similar way to us as HSPs. And that's a lot of people, even if it's not the majority. So if we can learn to validate our sensitivities and value ourselves as high sensory people, we can harness the power of our trait and use it to step up and be the amazing benefits to society that the trait enables us to be. One thing I've learned both as an HSP and as an HSP coach is that if we don't have a handle on the overwhelm, the bigness of the world, it's a challenge to attain that deep acceptance, that self-acceptance, and really use our sensitivities as the strengths that they are. And one of the techniques I use with almost all of my clients is EFT or tapping. It's an amazing technique for removing unconscious blocks and shifting mindset to get rid of those unhelpful stories that our minds repeat for us over and over and over again. Tapping is also really good for helping us to reset our nervous systems, to calm the anxiety and lower our trigger threshold. So today I want to lead you through a tapping session focusing on overwhelm and anxiety. It's something that you can use on your own anytime. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed or unable to handle the crazy busy world, it's a great go-to. So first I'll give you the basics of tapping itself. Then we'll do a brief session for anxiety and overwhelm. So to start with, tapping is energetic in nature. So it's the idea, sort of like doing acupuncture without needles. So the idea is that we have things, everything is energy. So we have emotions and thoughts and experiences stuck in our bodies in an energetic form. So when we do tapping, we're unblocking those channels and removing stuff that's just not serving us. And so without needles, it's really handy to be able to just do it on our own. And you can do basic protocols by yourself, but you can also work with someone, especially if you're wanting to go down deeper and really get to those underlying issues. But when you're doing it by yourself, it's super easy. I'll just give you the basics that you can follow through again. And you can also look to my YouTube channel for some kind of tapping 101 and 201 if you need a little refresher. So the basic points that we're going to be using, and you're just going to be tapping, I'm going to be tapping, you're going to just be following me, and I will be saying certain things as we go, and you will just repeat those back, hopefully out loud if you're in a place that you can do that. And if not, just consciously with that intention. And even if, you know, say today you're not really feeling particularly stressed or overwhelmed, that's great, of course, but if you just follow along anyway, you can get what's called borrowed benefits, which means anytime that you're tapping along with someone, even if it's not your issue and you've never even experienced that at all, it still helps you to move things that are similar and to have that similar experience. So the points that we're going to be using are the meaty part of the hand right here, we call the karate chop. So you can use one side of the body or two, depends on who you listen to, which is better. And so you can hit this meaty part here with the other hand. You can tap it with with this hand here. And that's going to be our, what we call a setup statement, is going to start there. And then we're just going to move through from the top of the head, the corners of the eyebrows, the corners of the eyes, under the nose, under the mouth. And then if you find your collarbones and then drop just slightly, you'll find a little indent, soft spot. So we're going to use that. And then underneath your arms, about a hand width from your armpit. And you can do, again, one or two. And then if you go, look at the inside of your wrists, across both, of course, you have energy lines running. And so if we hit those, we get all of the ones that are going to be in our hands. So you can use one hand, again, to tap on one, or you can turn your hands this way and tap on both at the same time. So again, this is going to be very basic. And when you're doing it on your own, or even as you're following through here, you can substitute whatever words you want if there's something that feels like it resonates more. But we are going to focus just basically on overwhelm and take you through a few minutes of this, and then you'll have that to as a go-to on your own. So to start with, we're going to use this, a setup statement with our karate chop. So we're going to just start saying, even though I'm overwhelmed, I love and accept myself anyway. So at this point, you would just be following along and saying the same thing that I'm saying. Even though I'm overwhelmed, life just gets so big sometimes, and it feels horrible. I love and accept myself and acknowledge how I feel. Even though I'm really overwhelmed and I just don't think I can handle life right now, I love and accept myself deeply, and I'm open for this to change. So now we just follow through all of those points a few different times and just follow along. Oh, this overwhelm, it just feels awful. Sometimes, as a highly sensitive, I just feel so overwhelmed by life. Things are so busy and get so crazy, and I just feel like I can't handle it. I just feel stressed and anxious, and I hate that feeling. I'm tired of being exhausted and overwhelmed. It seems like, you know, there are plenty of other people that aren't feeling this way. I don't know why I have to get so overwhelmed by things. I don't know why I can't just be calm. Everything just gets to me. And I'm tired of being overwhelmed and exhausted. It feels horrible. I can feel it in my jaw or in my chest, my gut. It's just so uncomfortable. Really tired of this overwhelm. Tired of feeling anxious, tired of feeling out of control. I don't know why I can't just let things go, why I can't just be calm. But life is just so big, so much going on. It just seems like I can't handle it. It's hard not to compare myself with others who seem like they don't notice anything at all. I sometimes get on myself about it and feel guilty that I can't let this go. It just feels yucky. So tired of this. I want it to go away. It's time for this to be done. I'm sick of it. I just don't want to be anxious and overwhelmed anymore. What if I could find a way to just let this go and be more at peace? What if it could seem like not as big of a deal, all the stuff that's always happening? What if I could just calm down and not feel so anxious? What would life be like if I wasn't stressed? I see other people seemingly coping well. What if I could cope well too? What if I could find a way to just let go and relax and just be in the moment? What if I could let go of all of this tension and the anxiety and the overwhelm? I know there's a different way to be, to experience life. It just seems so out of reach. But I'd like to think that it can just be so much easier. I'd like to think that if I could just relax and let things go and not be so overwhelmed, I could just be at peace. I'm open to the idea now that I can let go and be relaxed. I'm open to the idea that I can be peaceful and centered and relaxed. I know that if I can be calm and not react to things, I can still be compassionate and still be loving and caring. Letting go of the overwhelm does not mean losing my sense of self or sense of compassion. I know there's no good reason for me to hang on to this overwhelm. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve anybody else to be tense and anxious and overwhelmed. I accept that this can move out and I can be a stronger me without the overwhelm. I'm open to this idea of a new way of being and a new way of seeing the world. I give myself permission to let go and not hold on to everything. I give myself permission to be at peace, to be calm. I acknowledge that it's totally okay for me to not be overwhelmed, but to be at peace. I give myself permission to let my body relax, to let my mind relax, and to not worry. I know that I can still pay attention to everything around me without taking it all in and holding on to it. I give myself permission to let it all go now and to just relax. I give myself permission to be a calm, centered me. I know things would be so much easier if I'm just being peaceful. I give myself permission to be in this peaceful, centered place. I feel myself relaxing now. I feel the tension moving out of my body. It feels so much better to feel centered and calm. I feel myself letting go of all of the stress and the tension. I acknowledge that I can still be compassionate, still be loving, without any overwhelm at all. I feel my body settling in. I feel a sense of peace. I love this feeling of peacefulness. I give myself permission to feel at peace often. I give myself permission to feel at peace no matter what is going on around me. And now go ahead and take a nice deep breath, maybe a little sip of water. And if you'd like, before you start your tapping session, you can rate at what level you're feeling that anxiety or overwhelm at on a scale of 0 to 10. And then when you're done, you can re-rate again and see how much movement you have going. And if you're feeling at a 0 and things are great, awesome. If you're somewhere lower but, you know, not quite at 0, do a few more rounds, whichever one resonated with you most. And see how you think about, you know, incorporating this into your daily routine. I always recommend to everyone that they have some kind of a mindfulness or meditative practice every single day. I think it works best in the morning to set the stage for a really productive, relaxed, calm day. And if you want to follow that up with a little round of tapping, that's always a really great idea. So I really appreciate you being here for the summit and supporting our book. And if you go to, all of my resources are available on my link tree. The link will be provided, I believe, below. And on there, there's also a guide for sharing your sensitivity with other people. That's on there for free. So you're welcome to access that. And then just as a thank you for being at the summit today, I would like to offer a special summit deal. So normally I work with clients either in 4-series packages of stress management and, you know, tools for coping or energy work or tapping for anything at all, or even just a series of understanding the high sensitivity trait more, understanding yourself as a highly sensitive, and then how to put that out into the world. So any of those is an option. And then I also have a really, you know, deep dive full coaching program that incorporates all of those things, as well as, you know, really diving into the mindset shift. So I would love to offer a 4-package like that, but for the price of only 3 sessions. And the other option would be if you're really ready to do a deep dive and the coaching program is calling you, I'd love to offer that with a discount, a $333 discount. And that'll make sense if you do a little more research on what I'm offering. The magic numbers of 333, but that would be the discount for a full package. So you can learn more about those all on my website. The link is in my link tree. And I just really appreciate you being here. And please do reach out if you have any questions about tapping or anything else that I do. And thanks again for supporting us. Have a great day.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.